BBC Oxford, but we start tonight with the news that a woman from Ensham, whose body was found in the River Evenlode 2 months after she went missing, is likely to have taken her own life, an inquest has decided. 61-year-old Jackie Gulliford disappeared just days after being released from a hospital in January when she was being treated for depression. BBC Radio Oxford's Martin Eastall was at today's inquest. Martin, remind us of the background to this story. We talked about it a lot on this programme. I remember speaking to the family and to search and rescue as well. It was quite a high-profile story at the time.
Yes, this was back in the height of the floods in January when this major search was being attempted. Around 40 police officers, 40 members of the search and rescue team in Oxfordshire, as well as members of the public out looking for Jackie Gulliford around the Ensham area. There were appeals from the police for the public to come forward with information. The flooding severely hampered the search effort. The Evenlode was so fierce at that time that for a while it was impossible for search teams to even put a boat on the water and certainly not send out divers. And even at the time, the family and police were at pains to point out that they did have serious concerns for her safety, that she had a history of depression and mental illness. She'd last been seen at home on Hawthorne Road in Ensham on the morning of the 14th of January. The alarm had been raised that morning when a care worker arrived for a pre-arranged visit to assess her mental health. Nobody answered the door. And at that point, the search began. There were reported sightings of her on that day, but it wasn't until 2 months later that her body was found in the River Evenlode by Cassington Mill.
And the coroner believes she took her own life.
Yes, Assistant Coroner Nicholas Graham today gave a narrative verdict. He said he couldn't give a verdict of suicide. He said it was impossible to say beyond all reasonable doubt what had happened. There was certainly no suggestion of any third-party involvement. There was no evidence of any injuries. But there had been no witnesses. There was no note left. There was no medical explanation as to the cause of death. But the coroner did say that it was likely that she had taken her own life.
We know that only days before her disappearance, she'd been an inpatient at the Warnford.
Well, that's right. She had a long history of mental illness going back some 20 years, but it was last year that things took a turn for the worse for her and her family. The inquest heard today that stress at work was a factor, although they also heard that she'd been very happy working for years at Worcester College as a senior accounts assistant. But she'd found it increasingly difficult to cope with. And in December, Jackie made two attempts on her own life in the space of just a couple of days and needed treatment at the John Radcliffe Hospital. It was then that she was moved to the Warnford Hospital. Her treatment was stepped up. The inquest heard today how she was appearing to make progress, and following these incidents on her attempting to take her own life, she would show no signs of wanting to do it again. She was allowed home for a few hours a day around Christmas time, you know, not a great time to be in a mental health institution. She was making progress, and in January it was decided that she would be allowed to go home. Her care would then be handed over to a day hospital. She would attend almost every day, having one-to-one sessions and group sessions, having her health monitored. But just days later after being released, she disappeared. I spoke to Jackie's daughter, Sarah Cornett, and her son, James Gulliford, after the inquest this afternoon. They said that upon her release, the family wasn't told that she was still at high risk. And had they known that, they would never have left her alone.
Now that the inquest is finished and the information about how she was identified as high risk becomes available, and that we weren't told this, you start to think there's missed opportunities that perhaps, if you'd known what you know now, you might have been able to do something differently that might have changed the outcome.
Just tell us specifically where you felt the communication has let down your mother and the family.
I feel that risk was identified throughout her inpatient admission. It's quite clear in all the paperwork that they recognised she was high risk and masked her symptoms. And was
high risk of self-harm
and suicide, that her previous instances of attempt at suicide were very high risk. And they identified that she was also high risk at point of discharge. Unfortunately, they didn't share this with anyone in the family. Most significantly, I feel, her next of kin and the person that she would be living with. And I feel that it was her death's preventable.
She was so difficult to communicate her feelings to anyone, and the fact that she did communicate these to the NHS and the people responsible for her care was her way of being a cry for help that ultimately they ignored, and they didn't, you know, take on board and share with the people who knew her best and knew were the only people who were going to be with her when she recovered, really. At the end of the day, she was going to be with us to recover. And if we don't know all the facts, how can we help her get better?
Jackie Gulliford's daughter, Sarah Cornett, and son, James. What has the trust said about all of this, Martin?
Well, at the inquest today, we heard from the consultant who'd been treating Jackie at the Warnford, Dr. Olga Maria Satsulo, and she said the family would have been told that she was at high risk, but that sometimes, and in Jackie's case, it isn't always best for the patient's family to administer treatment, and that sometimes it's better for the professionals to deal with that side of things. Now, Oxford Health have said that her husband was at the meeting when the circumstances surrounding her release were discussed, and they would have been told that she was at high risk at that time. The family insist that the husband wasn't there. Oxford Health have issued a statement today. They say that they would like to offer sincere condolences once again to the family of Jacqueline Gulliford. They say they're finalising the investigation into this tragic event in conjunction with the family, and our thoughts are with her family at this sad time.
Thank you very much. BBC Radio Oxford's Martin Eastall with that. It's 4:15 now.